with your message.
首先非常感谢神的带领。
First of all, I thank the Lord very much for His guidance.
我们亲朋好友能够拨空来参加。
We have so many friends among us today.
相信慈爱的耶稣基督也能够进到各位的心里，得着更多的福气。
I trust that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart today so you may enjoy His blessings.
我们刚刚聆听了诗班唱出这么美妙的歌声。
Just now we heard wonderful singing from the choirs.
是如此真诚的将每一个字每一个旋律诉说了神奇妙的作为。
With a sincere heart and beautiful lyric, they told us about the wonderful deed of God.
所以在教会里面我们也可以聆听出颂赞神的美妙的诗歌。
Therefore, when we come to church, we can hear beautiful melodies of praises to God.
现在此刻与大家来谈分享十字架的救恩。
I'd like to take a moment to share with you about the salvation on the cross.
在一个心中愿意来寻求这位创造宇宙万物的神的人中间。
If anyone has the earnest heart to seek the God, the creator of this heaven and earth,
他就开始要感受到这十字架救恩的一个奇妙的到来。
Then he will begin to experience the wonderful grace that comes from the cross.
在路加福音第二章里面
According to Luke chapter 2,
第二章的第十节到第十一节
verses 10 and 11,
在这里记载了有一位这个耶稣的降生。
This is the recording of the birth of Jesus Christ.
第十节
In verse 10, it
was, 那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督在这里天使来报信息给世上的人
Here the angel brought good news to the people of the world
这是一个大喜的信息
This is a good news of great joy.
是关乎万民的
And it is for all people.
是关乎全天下的一个好消息
It is a good news that needs to be spread to the world.
就是为我们世人生了一位救主
And that good news was the Savior was born onto this world.
所以天使就这样颂赞
Therefore the angels sang praises.
说把荣耀归于在天上的神
Saying glory to God in the highest.
把平安归于在地上神所喜悦的人
Peace on earth to all men
所以耶稣基督的道成肉身来到世上
The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world
他成为人类大好的信息
He was the good news to all the world
成为人类的救主
He was the savior of this world
并且将平安赐给我们世上的人
And he will grant peace to everyone in this world
既然是人类的救主
Since he is the savior of the world
他成就救恩的方法
This is how he accomplished salvation.
就是要在十字架上成就这个拯救人的工作。
He chose to die on the cross in order to save mankind.
借着他的所有一切的牺牲
He made many sacrifices on our behalf.
来为世上的人承担这个罪孽
So that he can bear the sins of the world.
让世人找到一个真正的光明和希望
so that the people of this world will find light and hope
所以我们就从圣经里面去了解这十字架上的救恩
therefore the Bible tells us about this salvation on the cross
从圣经整本里面介绍这个救恩的计划
when we study the redemptive plan of God in the Bible
我们可以分三个时期
we can see that there are three stages
第一个时期就是谈到救恩的预备
The first stage is the preparation of salvation.
到底神在什么时候就已经将这救恩的计划预备好了
When did God begin the preparation for salvation?
我们请看彼得前书第一章
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的十七节
Verse 17.
十七节
Verse 17.
你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子直到你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物 乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕、无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。二十节
，verse 20。
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。在这里告诉我们
，according to this passage，
有一位创造天地主宰的神
，God the creator of heaven and earth，
他也造了我们人类
，He created human beings，
他也要为我们人类一切所做的行为做审判。
And he will be the judge of the whole world.
在这里告诉我们要存敬畏的心来敬拜他。
Therefore, it teaches us to worship God in reverence.
使我们在世寄居的日子能够有敬畏神的这种心。
So, and that while we live in this world, we must fear God.
既然他是一位真的活神。
God is the true and living God.
所以拜他并不是借着能够朽坏的金银等物来去拜他。
Therefore, we come to worship God not with gold or silver that perish.
在十九节、二十节里面。
But according to this passage.
这里就记载。
Tells us.
在宇宙万物被创造之前呢。
Before the creation of the world.
神就用救恩的计划要使这个道成肉身的他显明给世上的人去看。
God had already prepared redemption through the coming of Jesus Christ.
要来解决世人的罪的问题。
He will come to solve the problem of sin.
也就是我们后来看到的这位耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ whom we know now.
所以救恩的预备计划是在创世之前，神就已经立定好这样的计划。
Therefore, even before the creation, God had prepared for redemption.
后来在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament,
先知更是预言将来要来的那位救主啊，他要成为人类的赎罪祭。
The prophets all predicted that a savior would be coming to be the atonement of men.
我们再来看以赛亚书五十二章。
According to Isaiah 52,
以赛亚书的五十二章。
Isaiah 52,
对不起，五十三章。
I'm sorry, chapter 53.
五十三章第十节
Verse 10.
第十节
Verse 10.
神却定义将他压伤使他受痛苦，神以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日，神所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。在这里神救恩的预备就是要让那将来要出世的救主耶稣基督成为救恩的赎罪祭。
God will prepare a savior for the world, and this savior will be the atoning sacrifice.
他要成为为世人的罪孽成为代罪的羔羊。
For the sins of this world, he will be the sacrificial lamb.
所以他的出生乃是为了显明十字架救恩的这种恩典。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus came to this world for the sole purpose of giving us salvation through the cross.
所以当耶稣要道成肉身降世在这个世上的时候，
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus came to this world,
主的使者也找到他的选民，
The angels came to God's people,
也亲自证明说耶稣要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来，
And witness to them that this Jesus will save his people from sin.
所以救恩的预备有神的计划在里头。
Therefore, it was according to God's purpose that He prepared salvation.
现在要来谈救恩的成全。
Now let's talk about the fulfillment of salvation.
当主耶稣在世上传讲福音的期间
，When the Lord Jesus preached the gospel in this world,
他处处证明我就是你们所等待要来的弥赛亚救主耶稣基督。
He used many ways to prove that he was the savior that people have waited.
最后他真的受苦受难被钉死在十字架上。
In the end, he suffered and died on the cross.
他甚至顺服以至于死。
He submitted to God to the point of death.
所以等到他断气的时候啊，他说了一句话，成了。
Therefore, when he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
也就是成就了十字架上的救恩成全了。
In other words, he finished the work of salvation on the cross.
由于他这样的牺牲
，because of his sacrifice，
他这样的奉献
，because of his dedication，
他这样子担当世人的罪孽
，because he bore our sin，
成就了神救恩的计划。
He finished the work of salvation.
所以他成为我们人类什么样的根源呢？
Therefore, he became our Savior and our hope.
我们请看希伯来书第五章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。我们看到
，According to this verse，
他忍受了奔往各个他山的路。
The Lord Jesus suffered on the way to Calvary.
他活在世上，他没有犯罪。
He never sinned in his life.
他成为一个非常完美、完全的一个祭品。
Therefore, he was the perfect sacrifice.
被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
担当我们世人的罪。
In order to bear our sin.
他如此的承受这样的痛苦。
He suffered such agony.
乃是为了顺服于祭司，成为我们世人所有的得救的根源。
He submitted to God unto death so that he can become the source of eternal salvation.
他成全了救恩。
He has accomplished salvation.
所以他所做的这样的动作，
What the Lord Jesus has done,
真的是为我们世人开了一条赦罪的道路。
Has opened a fountain of cleansing for the world.
在希伯来书第九章里面，
According to Hebrews chapter 9,
在希伯来书第十章
Chapter 10, rather.
第十章里面我们就看到
According to chapter 10,
在这里十九节这样说
Verse 19,
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。在这里告诉我们
According to this verse,
耶稣用他的血
Through his own blood,
用他的身体
through his own body,
为我们世人开了一条又新又活的路。
The Lord Jesus opened a new and living way for us.
因为我们人没有办法解决自己罪的问题。
As human beings, we cannot get rid of our own sin.
因为从早出神，起初神创造人类的始祖亚当的时候，
When God first created our first ancestors, Adam and Eve,
又为他造一个配偶叫做夏娃。
He created man and woman, Adam and Eve.
原本住在幸福美满的伊甸园里面。
They lived in the beautiful garden of blessings.
所以常常面对面与神交通。
They always communicated with God every day.
所以神就将所有伊甸园里面的管理的工作就托付给他们。
Therefore, God entrusted the whole garden to their care.
只是交代一件事。
But God commanded them one thing.
不能犯。
That they must not break the command.
善恶果树上的果子不能吃。
They were not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. On the day they ate of it, they would die.
就这么一个简单的命令。
It was such a simple command.
但是我们人类的始祖却不能遵守。
Yet our first forefathers did not.
所以人类的始祖就必须为自己不能遵守神的话，必须要付出代价。
They did not abide by the commandment of God, and they had to pay a price.
所以就被逐出伊甸园。
They were driven from the paradise.
开始过着苦难的人生的生活。
And they started a life of toil.
必须汗流满面才得以生存。
They have to sweat and work hard to survive.
所以这就是我们人类始祖所犯下的原罪。
This is called the original sin from our ancestors.
有的人说我没有罪啊。
Some people say, I don't have sin.
但是始祖自从有人类以来所传留下来的罪叫做原罪。
But from the beginning of human history, sin has remained in this world.
然后我们自己个人从小到大难免都会有一些这个不对的行为发生。
Not only so, we often have misconducts in our lives.
比如说讲话欺骗人。
For example, we may tell a lie.
做事不真诚。
We may be untruthful.
行为亏待人。
We may hurt others.
这些种种按照圣经的标准也是一种罪啊。
According to the Bible, these are all sins against God.
罪能够用钱解决吗？
Can you resolve sin with money?
罪能够用势力解决吗？
Can you resolve sin with your own power?
我们知道根据圣经里面教导，
According to the Bible,
罪我们人没有办法能够自己解决。
No one can solve their own sin.
必须要找一位完美的能够代替人的罪献上自己 洗脱我们世人的罪的这样的人来为我们成为羔羊。
We need someone who is perfect to sacrifice himself and be our atonement.
这个工作由谁来做？
Who would be that person?
就由这位耶稣基督来做。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
在约翰福音里面，约翰福音里面记载。
According to the Gospel of John.
为了爱我们世人呢。
He loved the world.
所以自己就亲自道成肉身来到这个世上。
So he came to this world.
献上自己一次就成为永远的世人的赎罪祭。
He offered himself once for all as an atoning sacrifice.
所以他流出宝血牺牲生命。
He shed his own blood and laid down his life.
在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
为我们灭了十字架上的冤仇。
He had broken down the hostility between us and God.
亲自拆毁了人与神之间的中间的罪墙。
He tore down the wall of sin between us and God.
所以借着他的十架上的死，我们的罪得以赦免。
Therefore, through his death on the cross, our sins are paid for.
这就是救恩的选民。
This is the salvation.
所以你我大家就得以有机会，可以跟这位神和好亲近了。
So today, you and I are privileged to come before God.
这就是我们世人的福气。
This is a blessing to the world.
所以救恩的成全就在耶稣基督的身上。
Therefore, salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone.
那我们最后要谈的
，finally，
就是既然有这么美妙的救恩
，since salvation is so wonderful，
你我大家有这样的机会可以来领受
，and we have this opportunity to receive it.
除了认识主为我们预备的救恩以外。
We need to know this salvation.
我们更可以在他的爱里面去享受、领受这个救恩。
We need to all the more receive and enjoy the salvation.
所以现在要来谈救恩的领受。
So like to talk about receiving salvation.
那我们要怎么领受呢？
How do we receive salvation?
也就必须要接受圣经合法的赦罪的洗礼。
We need to be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins according to the Bible.
耶稣他也亲自做榜样。
The Lord Jesus has set an example.
到约旦河里面呢，接受洗礼。
He himself was baptized in Jordan.
他为了给世人做这样的模范。
He set an example for the world.
所以照圣经里面这样告诉我们。
Therefore, according to the Bible,
受洗要有罪的赦免的功效。
Baptism is for the forgiveness of our sins.
所以我们在受洗的时候，必须要到大河、大海里面。
And we are baptized in natural flowing water, such as ocean or river.
要在流动的水里面接受洗礼。
And we are baptized into Christ.
在施洗的时候，必须要奉主耶稣的名。洗净你的罪
and we need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins
面要向下
and our head needs to be bowed into the water
因为在罗马书第六章里头谈到
for Romans 6 tells us
要在我的死的形状上一样啊
that we need to join Christ in the likeness of his death
断气的时候是面向下
Jesus Christ bowed his head when he died
所以当我们受洗奉主的名进入水中的时候是面向下
so when we are baptized we areBaptized with head bowed.
这个在救恩的属灵上的教训有很好的一个意思。
There is a spiritual meaning behind.
就是与耶稣一起同死、同埋葬、同复活。
It means we die and are buried and are resurrected with Christ.
必须要全身入水。
And we need to be fully immersed into the water.
从水中上来的时候。
When we come out of the water.
因为奉耶稣基督的名受洗啊。
Because we are baptized into Christ.
神的灵就运行在当中。
God's Holy Spirit works during baptism, and our sins are forgiven.
所以要接受救恩，要接受洗礼的人呢
？Therefore, if we want to receive salvation,
要悔改他所有的一切。
We need to repent and be baptized.
然后要相信奉耶稣基督的名受洗有赦罪的功效。
Through the name of Jesus Christ, we will be forgiven.
接受救恩之后，才要立志为主而活。
And we will need to determine to live for Christ.
所以受洗领受救恩之后。
After we receive salvation through
God, 他在神的面前就成为一个新造的人。
We become new creation.
他受洗之前所有的过犯、所有的罪孽，在受洗的时候、领受救恩的时候，一切的罪被洗净了。
During baptism, our sins are all washed away through the blood of Christ.
所以受洗以后是披戴耶稣基督。
Therefore, after baptism, we have clothed ourselves with Christ.
就是成为神的儿女、神的选民了。
And we become God's children.
那领受救恩一直要让主的宝血在我们的身上能够继续的感念他的这种慈爱。
And we need to remember the love that Jesus demonstrated through his blood.
就要必须领受从他来的圣灵。
We need to receive the promised Holy Spirit.
让圣灵亲自帮助我们一直活在神的救恩里面。
And let the Holy Spirit help us to remain in God's salvation.
而且圣灵也是一种得救的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of salvation.
所以借着祷告来祈求。
We can receive the Holy Spirit through prayer.
要让神的救恩一直在我们的身上显明它的功效。
And we need to let the effect of salvation continue to take its effect.
再来就是要认真学习明白神的话。
And to do that, we need to study the Word of God.
就是圣经的真理。
We need to know the truth in the Bible.
耶稣也亲自这样做证明。
The Lord Jesus himself said,
说为我做见证的就是这本圣经。
The scriptures testify about me.
所以我们可以从当中更加明白神救恩的工作。
So through the scriptures, we can understand what
salvation means. 所以我们非常盼望我们的亲朋好友能够快快来领受如此奇妙的救恩。
So it's our sincere hope that our friends who are here today can receive salvation soon.
在台湾有一个军人呢。
There was a soldier in Taiwan.
他的阶级是陆军的中校。
He was a fairly high-ranking officer.
他的体能很好。
He was very well built.
要带兵跑步做什么，他体力都不错。
He could lead a whole group of soldiers.
他有一个很贤惠的太太。
And he had a very wise wife.
生了三个可爱的小孩。
And with three lovely children.
一家人觉得非常幸福美满。
He had a very happy family.
他又没有坏习惯。
He had no vices.
喝酒、抽烟，这个其他的习惯都没有，坏的习惯没有。
He never smoked or drank.
所以也是让人觉得很幸福美满的一个家庭。
So people envied this family.
所以他就认为说，我可以不要耶稣了。
He figured, I don't need Jesus in my life.
人家介绍这个救恩的时候，他不相信，不接受了。
He refused when people introduced salvation to him.
我人生家庭这么美满，我没有什么所求了。
He said, I have such a happy family life, I don't need anything.
我的行为也不错啊。
And I'm a pretty good person.
结果有一天呢，在运动的时候。
One day while he was exercising.
他突然要弯下腰啊。
He was about to bend down.
在站起来的时候。
When he got up.
哇，结果这个脊椎的后端呢，有一个声音，嘎，很大声了。
He heard a crack in his spine.
他就痛得不得了。
He was in such deep pain.
就这样子一个简单的动作，他的脊椎不能动，整个下半身就瘫痪了。
Then he became paralyzed just like that. Half of his body became paralyzed.
这是一个多么可怕的一件事。
What a wretched accident.
就赶快送到军医院了去治疗啊。
He was sent to the military hospital.
一治疗就将近两年，躺在床上不能动。
And for the next 2 years, he lay in bed.
人生从幸福美满突然变成这样。
From a happy life, he fell into wretchedness.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
我们教会有一个信徒。
A member from our church.
他就跑到医院，刚好碰到这位军人。
Came to the hospital and met this soldier.
从一个幸福美满的家庭突然变作非常难过的家庭。
Who has fallen into such a state.
他就介绍耶稣。
He introduced to him about Jesus.
他就将救恩的见证告诉这位军人。
He told him about salvation.
这个时候他就开始认真的思考人生。
Then he began to seriously think about life.
原来我们人呢，还需要去了解敬畏这位救恩的主耶稣。
He realized that we need to come to know and accept Jesus Christ.
他就决定相信要到我们真耶稣教会来查考。
So he made up his mind to study the truth in the church.
他就真的就到教会查考了。
And he came to our church.
他去了几次。
He came for several times.
后来听说教会有这个灵恩布道会。
And there was a special event in church like this.
就像我们现在这样的时刻。
It's just like an event we have now.
他又再来了。
He came back again.
就在那一天呢。
On a particular day,
听了诗班的信息
after hearing the choir,
听了传道人的正道
after listening to the message,
最后他愿意到神的面前一起祷告求主
in the end, he agreed to come forward to pray for God's help.
他才确确实实地承认原来天地万物之中 有一位神的存在。
He finally acknowledged that God exists in this world.
他的救恩临到众人，临到世人中间。
And that God gives His salvation to all.
他就很真诚地按着我们真耶稣教会的祷告方法。
So with a sincere heart, He followed the way we pray.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And began with, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
一直念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And He repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
哈利路亚是希伯来话。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew
expression.
It's a universal language.
是赞美主的意思。
It means praise the Lord.
就这样祷告的时候，
That's how he prayed.
他的生命中得到第一次最大的改变。
Then the greatest transformation took place in his life.
长子传道的时候按在他的头上。
When the ministers laid hands on his head,
结果他的舌头就不由自主地转动。
He began to speak in a strange tongue.
不再讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
He no longer said Hallelujah.
而是讲着这个奇异的简舌音。
But he spoke in spiritual language.
哇，他领受了从神来宝贵的圣灵。
That was the evidence that he received the Holy Spirit from God.
救恩的主耶稣让他体会了。
The Lord Jesus Christ was
found by him. 高兴得不得了。
He was so excited.
对过去他的不相信。
He used to be an unbeliever.
轻视十架上的救恩。
He used to despise the salvation on the cross.
他觉得非常的后悔。
Now he regrets about his disbelief. Now he has received the promised Holy Spirit. His life and his heart were changed. Thank the Lord. He has finally found the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came to church, he was wheeled into the chapel. But when he received the Holy Spirit, everyone was very happy for him. Nobody ever thought of helping him out. People were just listening to his testimony. But then he stood up himself. At first he was paralyzed.
然后就起来走到那个他的轮椅啊，自己推轮椅的呢。
But he got up and started wheeling his wheelchair.
哇，大家说，哎，你不是不能走路吗？
People yelled, how come?
你不是下半身瘫痪吗？
Aren't you paralyzed?
因为他坐在第一排祷告就起来，自己推轮椅。
After the prayer, he got up and wheeled his wheelchair out.
就在祷告中啊，神医治了他的这个瘫痪的病。
God had healed his paralysis during that prayer.
在军中的医院用各种的药物各种的治疗开刀都没有办法好哎。
All the medicines and the operations in the hospital were of no avail.
医生宣判说终身瘫痪。
Doctor told him that he would be paralyzed for life.
这个时候得到圣灵。
But he received the Holy Spirit. 奇
妙的救主。
The Lord Jesus Christ saved him.
真的让他感受到救恩的这种恩典临到他身上。
He experienced the saving grace of God.
他推着轮椅到医院。
Then he wheeled his wheelchair back.
医生、护士都吓着了。
Back to the hospital, and the doctor said,
你不是不能动吗？
The doctor was stunned.
你到底吃什么药？
What medicine did you
take? 你到什么地方治疗？
Where did you go for a cure?
哎呀，太神奇了。
This is incredible.
他说我到真耶稣教会。
He said, I went to the True Jesus Church. I heard the message.
祷告得到圣灵，我的病就得医治。
I pray and received the Holy Spirit.
非常非常奇妙。
And I was healed.
他们全家就来受洗。
The whole family was baptized.
不但是这样。
Not only so.
为了感恩神的救恩临到他的家。
In order to show his gratitude.
所以他现在出来现身，在念台湾神学院一年级的学生。
He became a minister. He's now in the seminary.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神救恩的计划。预备
God has prepared salvation.
神救恩的成全
He has finished salvation.
一直到我们有心要领受神的救恩
So that we may receive the salvation.
这是一个奇妙的恩典
This is God's wonderful grace.
临到他和他的家
This grace came to this brother.
其实也会临到我们各位亲朋好友
And this grace can come to you today.
我们非常盼望
So it is our hope.
我们能够准备心要好好地认识这位十架救恩的主耶稣
That we can prepare our hearts to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的到来是关乎我们世人所有的信息。
He came and that was a good news for all men.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他体恤我们。
He cares for us.
他更愿意帮助我们。
He is willing to help us.
安慰我们的心灵。
He comforts our hearts.
能够在我们的生命里面让我们度过我们的人生。
So we can go through this life peacefully.
所以非常盼望大家能够愿意领受。十架上的救恩。
I hope that you'll be willing to accept the salvation on the cross.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you all.